how can a referring physician or patient, for that matter, determine whether or not they're sort of in good hands? Is there a certain volume of procedures that tends to be correlated with people being more effective doing them?
Questions asked for a patient would be, how is the procedure going to be done? Is it going to be done with radiologic imaging only versus with laparoscopic or open technique? Because right there, you break things down quite quickly. So that patients who are done open or laparoscopically have much better outcomes, meaning less local recurrence, than those that are done percutaneously with radiologic imaging. I don't know exactly what the number is for how many you would have to do, but I would say that the surgeon should probably have an experience with the radiofrequency ablation and or with ultrasound, probably somewhere between 25 and 50 ablations. And if they're not also the imaging person, then the person they image with has to be a consistent imaging person.
What about surgery? How many surgical procedures in order to feel comfortable that you're going to receive high quality?
For liver resection?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been big on the numbers. We require a comfort level of having done 5 or 6 in the prior year surgical operations for the liver to be participants in the C09 trial for a surgeon. But those are usually people who are doing with some regularity. They're probably doing many more than that. So I think the occasional resector, someone who does lots of colorectal surgery, but only once in a while comes across a liver metastasis, if that metastasis is not on the surface of the liver and easily resectable, that's probably a case that should be passed on to someone who has a comfort level. The complexity is not just doing the operation, but you also have to be comfortable doing the intraoperative ultrasound. You're not just looking for the lesion that you see. You're looking for other lesions in the liver at the same time. A talk that I just put into my portfolio is the growth of technology in liver surgery. And I think you have to be ready to do a lot of things when you open a patient up to do a liver operation. And if you're not comfortable with intraoperative ultrasound, radiofrequency ablation, or cryoablation, if that's what you're using, and resections, both the anatomic and non-anatomic, and full mobilization of the liver, probably it's better off to identify what you identify at the time of a colon-rectal resection and then refer that, or if you identify it in follow-up, refer those patients along. So the patients probably should ask, do you do your own intraoperative ultrasound? Have you done ablations and how many? Are you comfortable with liver surgery if you find something else, and can you put a pump in for me?
How often do you see that outside a tertiary care center?
There are a few surgeons who have a comfort level and a skill set, and you don't have to be in a tertiary care facility, but you have to have the personal skill set to do it. And it usually requires that you are either a referral source. So you might be in a large health maintenance organization and the referral surgeon for that. And I think those patients are served very well. I don't think they're served as well by having an excellent general surgeon do an excellent colon or rectal operation and taking off a lesion in the liver without the full evaluation at the time.